From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 22nd. Riley here, June 22nd. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from Daniel Dresner, American soft power still has some juice. The New York Times noted in June 2026 that even as the Trump administration has rolled back many democracy-focused programs, the World Cup has sparked a surprising surge of goodwill toward the United States. Fans from Scotland, Argentina, Austria, and other nations have poured into Next. Second, from Left Action, tell Trump, if you think the reflecting pool water is clean, drink it. The White House says the reflecting pool's water is fine, and a recent statement from the administration claims it's crystal clear. On the ground, the pool is swamped with algae, turning the surface a murky green-brown that looks anything but drinkable. Critics are pointing out the stark contrast, noting the visible buildup and the fact that officials have been downplaying the issue. Opponents have floated a tongue-in-cheek challenge. If the president truly believes the water is safe, he could take a glass, fill it from the pool, and sip it on live TV. The suggestion is meant to highlight how far the official line diverges from what visitors actually see. The debate underscores a broader concern about transparency on public site maintenance, with the algae problem serving as a visual reminder that the official narrative and the on-site reality aren't lining up. Up next. Third, from Brian Cherem. Countdown to Liberty, 9:44. So Don Donnie, apparently a musician with the Donettes, has decided to take another day off. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance is taking his turn, whatever that entails. It seems like we're waiting to see what happens next with these two, but for now, Donnie is stepping back and Vance is stepping up. I'm not entirely sure what's going on with the Donettes or what J.D. Vance is involved in, but it seems like there's some kind of countdown or anticipation building. Donnie's decision to take a day off might be related to this, or it could be completely unrelated. It's also worth noting that this information is coming from a reporter's notebook, which suggests that there may be more to the story that hasn't been shared yet. For now, though, it seems like we're just waiting to see what happens next with Donnie and Vance. I'll keep an eye on this and let you know if anything else develops. It's not entirely clear what's going on, but it seems like there's something worth paying attention to. And then, fourth, from Lucid, unpacking Trump's capitulation to Iran. Trump's post on Truth Social in early April warned of a civilization's collapse, a stark glimpse of his rhetoric during the ongoing conflict that had already claimed 13 American service members. The war, now over a month old, sparked a flurry of criticism for the administration's lack of planning and its decision to sign a non-binding memorandum that many see as a concession to Iran rather than a restraint. Analysts point out that the deal lifts sanctions and opens the door to a massive reconstruction fund, raising fears that Iran could channel those resources into its missile program and deepen ties with Russia, China, and North Korea. Human Rights Watch notes a surge in arrests and executions under Iran's new hardline leadership, suggesting the regime is gaining domestic legitimacy while it benefits from the U.S. agreement. Critics also highlight the odd mix of advisors, real estate executives and political allies, handling delicate negotiations, a move that underscores the administration's preference for loyalty over expertise. The overall picture is a policy that, rather than curbing Iran's influence, may have inadvertently empowered a more hostile adversary. Next, fifth, from NPR World, China hits back at U.S. sanctions restricting its exports to American defense firms. China announced sanctions on 10 U.S. companies tied to the defense sector, saying the move is a direct response to Washington's recent ban on several Chinese tech firms from military contracts. The Chinese statement frames the new measures as retaliation, aiming to pressure the United States into easing the export restrictions that have already hit firms like Huawei and ZTE. Analysts note that while the sanctions could complicate procurement for the targeted American companies, the broader impact will likely play out in diplomatic negotiations rather than immediate market disruption. Up next, sixth, from CBS News. Trump says vandals sabotaged reflecting pool, Olympian arrested. President Trump is accusing vandals of sabotaging the $14 million renovation on the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. So far, five people have been arrested, including three-time Olympian and cyclist David Hearn, who was taken into custody after touching the pool's detached liner. And then, 7th, from CBS News. Pilot reports biting passenger on American Airlines flight. The crew of an American Airlines flight that left Charlotte for Philadelphia on Sunday said a passenger began biting other travelers. Flight attendants and pilots worked to calm the situation while the cabin became tense. Airline officials later explained the individual was undergoing a medical emergency, which they said prompted the unexpected behavior. The plane completed its route, and the airline is reviewing the incident to determine any further steps for passenger safety. Next. 8th. From CBS News. World Cup fans taking in American experiences like ranch and tipping. For many international fans in the U.S. for the World Cup, it's their first all-American experience, going beyond the stadiums to visit parks, monuments, and celebrating our tastes, like the southern staple Waffle House. Lilia Luciano reports. Up next, 9th from CBS News. New recommendations to prevent child drownings from American Academy of Pediatrics. Drowning remains the number one cause of death for children ages 1 to 4 in the United States. Now the American Academy of Pediatrics is updating its recommendations on drowning prevention, Jard Hill reports. And then, 10th, from Sky News. How hot will it be where you are? Check the forecast. A woman uses an umbrella for shade in the warm weather, on the Queen, Swalk in London. Heatwave conditions are forecast for parts of the UK this weekend as temperatures rise, with some areas set to be hotter than Barbados. Picture date, Friday, June 19, 2026. PA photo. Photo credit should read, Yui Mok, PA Wire, that's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link.